This is a Capricorn FM podcast.
We talk all things career today, and we're having a chat about a phenomenon that's taking the world by storm. South Africa, I couldn't find any numbers to speak on how much it's happening, but internationally, like the US, they've recorded it, and it's happening so much that this word has gained momentum, even when it comes to their Google searches. So to help us understand revenge quitting, I'm joined by Human Resource Specialist at VHG HR and Payroll Consulting and Managing Director Given Siolwana. Good morning. Good morning, and thank you so much for your time. How are you doing?
I'm great, and you, Shikani, and good morning to your listeners.
Good morning. So revenge quitting, hey, what is it, and do we see it happening in South Africa like it does in the US and in Europe?
I must say that the tables have turned, and indeed we are seeing it happening now with the Gen Zs. In the past, people would used to be silent, abscond, you know, silent, quitting, and all of that. Now, all of a sudden, people are saying, not without a fight.
Oh, wow. So it is happening. It's the Gen Zs. This is a bold generation.
It's a very bold generation. They're quiet or silent. And I think it's because they've been taken advantage of.
Yeah.
And now they're choosing very specific times when it's going to be disruptive to leave a very toxic environment. And they feel, you know what, if I cannot do this for myself, let me do it for other people.
Sure. And I don't know if I'm understanding it correctly, but you know, when we talk revenge quitting, when I read on it, it sounds almost like a middle finger to your employer. So how do they normally quit or go about the resignation process when they are doing revenge quitting?
You know, with revenge quitting, it's about revenge.
Okay.
And basically, you know your job better and you know when it will hurt the most to the employer. For instance, imagine if you are in the middle of a project that needs to be handed over.
Yeah.
And when you know your skill is required most, then you pull out. And that's when the employer actually was unexpected, but that's when they need you the most. So it is definitely a middle finger to say, you know what, now you'll have a taste of your own medicine.
Yeah, definitely. So are there any dangers, though, to this type of quitting?
There are. Unfortunately, we are still human beings and we are bound to contracts, okay? So if you are just going to abruptly leave, obviously people are going to be talking about it, and I don't think they'll have good information, whoever is left behind.
Yeah.
So it will damage your reputation in some kind of a form, because in future it might come back to haunt you. So therefore, I would say that it's always nice to follow the processes that have been established when you're dissatisfied. And when you leave, then just rather keep your comments to yourself. You've done what you could. It didn't work out, and find yourself employment. Otherwise, if you've done it, then just know that there's a high possibility it might come back to haunt you.
So just a quick thought, though, that's coming into my mind. When people do revenge quitting, is it because we found something better or because we're just fed up and would rather be sitting at home?
They actually have tried. They've explored every single platform internally to try and resolve and address their situation, but they felt like they are not being listened to. And they felt like because they got hurt, they would rather, they would organize and find something else before they leave. But the reason why they would leave when it hurts the most, it's planned. So you plan for it. You don't just go home tomorrow, you come in and you ask. You're like, okay, when would it matter most? And that's when you start leaving.
Sure. And you spoke earlier on, you mentioned internal processes that we should rather follow when we want to quit. But how do we then, what is the best way to hand in that resignation or to quit, even when you are angry and disheartened by your workplace or even your bosses?
Your contract is very clear. Our contract would stipulate that, listen, you need to submit your resignation in writing. There's been this resignation that's been doing the round on social media where the person says, bye-bye, say. And I love it because, you know, he's not saying much, but you can tell through that letter that this was a very frustrated person. Right?
Yeah.
That they would rather just leave politics to politicians than not say much.
Yeah.
Because they have actually tried to resolve it internally and it didn't work out. So you're in the wrong space. Go find yourself something else.
Sure. Thank you so much for taking time and having this conversation with us. Quite an interesting direction the world is moving into, and we look forward to exploring it further with you. How do people get in touch with VHG, HR and Payroll?
Thank you, Shikani. You can call us at 011-453-1000. 1522, or they can go to www.phdhrpayroll.co.za.
Thank you so much for your time, Given. Do enjoy the rest of the day. It is a middle finger to your bosses. You know, if you leave today, toilet is going to be flashy because so it is kind of like giving them a middle finger, but there are dangers to it because the people you are giving middle fingers to, you might assume you're giving the company the middle finger, but they're actual individuals who are walking and running that particular company, and this might come back to bite you in the butt in the future. So perhaps maybe rather try and do it accordingly without stepping on anyone's toes, really. Try to resolve it amicably and resign in the proper channels and ways that the company recognizes. But I think we all have those fantasies, right? Like, yo, the day I resign, nah. So I want to find out from you. Have you ever fantasized about the day you submit your resignation? And how would you do it in your fantasy? And you know what I thought about that? I was like, I have a sister who once resigned from her workplace because she got a better job. So good for her. She first got the job. So she landed the job. She was appointed. She signed the appointment letter. But now she needed to hand in her resignation at the job that she was working at, which was frustrating her. It wasn't the job that was frustrating, but her managers were just ill-treating her. They were frustrating her. And she's like, you know what, sis? I'm thinking, please call I quit. You know? And I was like, girl, don't do that. Write a nice email, whatever it is that you're supposed to do at your work, to say thank you guys, you know, for the journey that we have both been in, whatever you want to say, but say it nicely and say, but I have, you know, decided to move on to other avenues and explore other things. So it is quite, especially for the frustrated people who are at work and they're frustrated. I'm sure you always think about, hey, the day ngata resign, ane. So I want to hear about those fantasies. In that fantasy, how would you do your resignation? Let me know on 079-899-6226. Or are you thinking maybe just giving them the middle finger? Are you willing to risk it all and just show your bosses the middle finger?
That was a Capricorn FM podcast. For more podcasts, visit capricornfm.co.za.